Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're an arrogant, ingrown, close-knit brotherhood like the Mafia. They're the product of a sick society. To hell with tomorrow. Their bag is today. Their bag is right now.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Oh, the hair on my neck just straight up.
With Ben Higgins.
Thank God all these bottles I popped. All this paper I've been getting. All these models I popped.
Stephen Woods.
It's my job to pull that demon out of Ben Higgins. And I will do it.
And Paul Reindel.
Oh, my God.
It's Ben and Woods.
Oh, I do. It seems a lot of things to do.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, we are halfway home on a Thursday. About, an hour away from some March Madness games-ish. Hour and 15 away. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer and YouTube director. You can follow us on YouTube at Ben and Woods. Smash that subscribe button.
It's tough to be a producer and a director at
the
same
time. Drop a like.
Yeah, shout out to the Noti Gang.
We've got like
a lot of buzzwords on
We've got
YouTube.
Like right now as we speak, there's like 150 people watching us on YouTube, and it is trippy. And Ben Higgins, Friendly Neighborhood Sports Anchor here.
Hi,
as
YouTube.
Well. The YouTube stream has been a really cool thing other than, you know, the list of chubby celebrities that I get compared to on a daily basis.
Where are we at now on that?
Let's see. I got
Kevin James.
I got Kevin James. I got
Big Ed.
John Candy.
No,
neck.
No, I did not get John Candy. John Candy. I got yesterday. I got Tom Arnold was a new one. So
that's
I think about the guys that I used to get compared to.
Tom Arnold.
And there were three standard, and it happened all the time back in college. I used to get Judd Nelson, Vince Vaughn, and Robert Downey Jr. What I wouldn't do to be compared to any one of those guys now, instead of Big Ed with no neck, Kevin James, and Tom Arnold.
Robert Downey Jr. used to be problematic. Now he's Iron Man. That's an upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, but those, I'm talking about looks. Those are, hey.
Vince Vaughn is, he's kind of gone both ways.
He has. I'm not talking about being problematic. I'm talking
about appearances. I mean, in terms of looks. Yeah.
So, yes, it is very interesting stuff.
I've been called a tall Tom Cruise before.
In your mind.
He's very short, though.
He's very short.
And I'm very tall.
So, Lenny is writing us right now on YouTube. He says, really trippy to see the faces to the voices. Paul, I imagine, looking more like Ben, but with the stature of what Woods looks like. I imagined Woods look like Paul, but 20 years older. And then he says, this is the best show in the history of SD Sports. Lenny, I love you already.
Thank you.
Can call me anything that you want, but I really appreciate it. Tall Tom Cruise. We all view ourselves differently. Who does Ben look like? Who is the celebrity that you get? I've seen Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos. I've seen that a lot.
You've seen that.
Many
about
times.
Me.
Yeah, many times. Like 100 times. You've never seen it?
I'm sorry. Never seen that.
I didn't do that. I didn't say that. I'm just bringing it to you what others have said. It's not ideal either.
It's not. I agree with that. He's much bigger than even I am.
He is. He's a big guy. But you're very tall.
Yes.
Very
he's
tall.
Also tall.
He's tall.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're talking about.
Yeah. The tallness.
The
I mean,
the
I, have
height.
I have dark hair.
Yes.
In that vein of, you know, kind of Italian dark hair.
Both your names start with B.
Yeah. Bobby, Ben. That's really has nothing to do with looks, though.
Right. Somebody says, you look nothing like Bobby. That's good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Conrob.
Tom Cruise, nice, Ben. Thank you. See?
Wood's voice sometimes reminds me of Robert Downey Jr. That is true. Yeah, so that the chat feature on the YouTube, you know, I could live without it, but I'm passionate about your passion. But yeah, Ben, you're number one, though, is Carl DeMaio. That's who you look like the most.
That was you. You thought I was Carl DeMaio.
No, I thought Carl DeMaio was you.
Former, congressional man, radio host in town. You thought Carl DeMaio was me. And then you thought that when I was walking around the building not saying hi to you, that I was...
Ben's number one is David Alvarez. 1,000.
Oh, that's true.
It's
yeah.
identical.
I mean, if we're going to go with local politicians...
Yes. Well,
that one is, you know, he's much shorter than I am as well.
So I was in the building across the street when I was doing part-time work there, trying to get back to a full-time gig. And I'm walking the halls there, and a guy walks by, and I said, hello. And he looked at me and didn't say hello. And I said, that's Ben Higgins, I think. And our friend John, our mutual friend John Gennaro, texted me about something. I go, hey, what's that Ben Higgins problem? That guy's kind of a D. And he goes... Ben? And I go, yeah, he sucks. I said hello today. He didn't even say hi. And he goes, that's not Ben. That couldn't be. Ben Higgins is like the nicest dude in the world. And I go, well, not to me. Clearly he's heard, you know, that I'm not a whatever. Like I said, that guy sucks. And then turns out it wasn't you. It was in fact Carl DeMaio. So I apologize.
Thank you.
For the case of mistaken.
Now the irony is that I probably am just what you thought I was, someone who wouldn't be friendly
now,
and say hello.
Now, 5 years later, I also know that he wouldn't say hello in a hallway if pressed.
I would try to, but it would be awkward, and I wouldn't know what to do, and I would just shuffle past.
I think that you use that as an excuse. I think you are a nice guy.
But
you're like, I can't. I'm so awkward. I just don't think you like talking to people.
Yeah, I'm a bit introverted that way.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do two extroverted jobs.
That's very true.
So that's the weird part of it for me. I'm like, that dude loves being on camera and he loves being on microphone. And then he's like, I can't talk. I'm too introverted. Like, what? Are you kidding me?
I am definitely the most introverted person who spends all day
on
radio
media.
And television.
You are a walking contradiction.
There's no doubt about that. All right, let's fire it up. It is time to continue our annual tournament of drops. And we have finished the first round.
Come on, guys.
The bracket we have moved into the Sweet 16. And after a lot of chalk in the first round, we've had some big surprises. Paulie, lay the winners on us, and I'll call up these vote totals.
All right. We will start off with the results from the Sweet 16 matchup yesterday. We go to the Ben region. We had the number one overall seed, the Carving Guy. Have you tried the lasagna yet? And that is done.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
The number one seed
not even
has
making
been knocked
it to
off.
The Elite Eight. It is out.
That was the number one overall.
It fell to the four seed and Juan Soto.
Good morning, everybody.
So that wasn't even close,
it
actually. 73.7% go for Juan Soto's high-pitched good morning over Carving Guy's have you tried the lasagna? So out goes Carving Guy, what one of the Carving Guys in the tournament.
Yeah,
and Juan
more.
Soto
not the only one.
Moves on to the Elite Eight.
What do you mean not the only one?
Oh, Carving Guy took some L's yesterday.
He took a beating. Yeah, maybe people are tired of Carving Guy. Got to come up with a new bit.
The other Sweet 16 matchup in the Ben region was the three seed, Ben, and him trying to roll his R's. That did lose to Carving Guy, the two seed.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
See, lasagna to me is better than that, but he's going up against Juan Soto.
And I thought the rolling R's might be the one of mine that could go the deepest in the tournament, but 53.7% of you out there voted for Hot Fudge Sundays over 46.3. It's flapping. There it is. The rolling R's. Or the lack of rolling R's by yours truly.
So now we go down to the Paul region, and another number one seed goes down. Carving Guy, did you catch the game last night in maybe the closest matchup
ever
in Ben and Wood's Tournament of Drops history?
How's this ever possible, then?
It fell to the five seed. Blake Snell.
Hold on. Remix.
That's moving on.
50, essentially, but 50.2% for Blake Snell, 49.8% for Did You Catch the Game last night.
I love that one,
too. I mean, this is hundreds of votes, so we're talking...
Did you catch a game last night?
But we're still talking the difference of, like, 3 or 4 votes out of hundreds of votes made the difference here. That's why they say you got to get out the vote. Don't
your
assume
vote matters.
Your vote matters.
Your vote literally matters
in this
man.
Tournament. You could have changed that with
a couple
of plays.
Changed the course of history.
But here, Blake Snell moves on into the Elite Eight.
And wrapping up the Paul region, the Cinderella, or at least the Cinderella hopeful, Manny, the 6th seed. Look at Nelly Cruz, fell to the number 2 seed, Ben Higgins.
Where are these cream pies coming from?
Yeah, that's a sneaky one.
Very few things where if I'm going to go up head-to-head against Manny Machado, then I am going to prevail.
Yeah.
But in this case, by a 2-1 margin, 66.7% to 33.3%, cream pies moves on to the Elite Eight.
So we'll have that drop against Blake Snell, and then Carving Guy Hot Fudge Sundays against Juan Soto. Good morning. So that brings to you today's matchups. We've got 4 Sweet 16 matchups in the Woods and Adam region. We will start off with the number 1 overall seed from the Woods region.
Can I get a Hoya? Oh, yeah.
That is going up against a 5 seed, Jorge Alfaro.
Let's go San Diego.
I don't know. Who's more foul-mouthed out of that duo, Bo Woods or Jorge Alfaro?
That's a good question.
It's a really, really good question.
Jorge, by the way, raking or, you know.
Yeah. Mashing.
Was mashing in the WBC.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to keep talking. I drink some coffee.
Sorry, go ahead. So, matchup number 2.
The other matchup in the Woods region is
Sweet 16.
2 versus 3 matchup. The 3 seed, Jerry Jones.
There it was. Glory hole.
Going up against a Carving Guy drop.
Is it still hot out there?
Ooh,
the 2 seed.
Well, now that I've seen how the voters are reacting, I'm not sure that I wouldn't say that Jarrah has become the favorite.
That's such a good one, man.
In this matchup, even though it's a 3 over a 2. Sometimes the 3 seed, you know, when the odds makers get a hold of it, will make them the favorite over the 2 seed. And in this case, I may have them as a slight favorite now.
And then we can move on to the Adam region. 2 more matchups here. The number 1 overall seed in the Adam region.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
Massive winner in round 1. Like, nearly every single vote went to that drop.
Now, that drop hits on so many different levels. It's got the funny. It's got the us making fun of Adam. You remember that drop because we beat the Dodgers. It's going up against the 5 seed, though, Jesse Agler. Also channeling that same moment.
The series is over!
I love Jesse like a brother. I love Adam like a brother. But there, in no universe is Jesse's... As great as that moment was, they're both the same moment, by the way.
Right.
I mean, they're both the same night, same moment.
About an hour apart from each other, maybe? Half an hour?
Yeah, about a half an hour apart.
It's funny how the brackets work out this way. Yeah. You get these intriguing matchups.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
I wish I could get it tattooed on my body.
Maybe the new favorite in the tournament.
Tattoos.
Especially now that Carving Guy has gotten less support than you know, we thought they came out of a great conference, Carving Guy, all the match. Maybe not as strong as we thought, and that leaves perhaps Adam and Extra Sweet as our new favorite in the tournament.
Well, again, on the left side, the Ben and Paul regions, no number 1 seeds.
Wow.
Yeah.
As we Woods picked that one,
going
too.
To the Elite
he
Eight.
Hates the 1 yeah. seeds.
And then the final matchup in the Adam region for the Sweet 16, we have the 3 seed, one of the few Carving Guy drops remaining.
All right.
No, classic. One of the simple ones.
Yeah, simple.
And that is going up against our pal, the coach caller.
Okay, how are you?
So good when you play it all the way out as well. But, I mean, the drop is okay. How are you going up against All Right? Which is another intriguing matchup.
I mean, okay, how are you? I
I'm all right.
Joe in like, San Diego, thanks for hanging in there, my friend. Welcome to 97.3 The Fan. How are you today?
All right. Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. You want to come out and give blood today, Joe?
Okay, how are you?
What?
I'm doing great.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, how are you?
It's like a recording. It kills me. It's like Unsolved Mysteries. I want to do a documentary about that phone call.
Holy crap.
I think that one gets my vote. Okay, how are you? Guy wrote me, he goes, I almost wrecked my car. I was laughing so hard when you guys played the full one. I go, dude, it laid me out. It's just
okay, how are you?
The best.
All right, so those are the matchups. The rest of the Poles Sweet 16 up. Matchups, you can go to our Ben and Woods Twitter page. You can vote, see the results as they happen. And tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we will be down to just 8 remaining seeds, and then we'll wrap up the tournament next week. We don't take nearly as long as college basketball does to finish this thing out. It'll be wrapped up by the middle of the week next week.
We rip right through this thing.
So good luck to all the entrants in the tournament of drops. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we continue our Tier 1 tour. I believe we were just talking about them. The Pittsburgh Pirates don't necessarily need a 30-minute discussion on the Pittsburgh Pirates, but they do have some good players.
Maybe not even a 3-minute discussion, but we can get your asses in the seats.
But we've promised to talk about every single team, and the Pirates are next up on our list, so we'll get to that after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
I don't mind coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, join 97.3 The Fan on Thursday, March 30th at Happy Does, 340 Fifth Avenue for opening day, presented by Coors Light, made to chill. We'll be broadcasting live. Coach Quintero will as well, 6 a.m. to noon, leading up to the opener this season. We did it last year right out on Fifth Avenue. Stop on by, have a early start to your day. We should have a really good time. But we need to finish up our Tier 1 tour before we get to opening day. We've been going team by team, doing previews of Padres opponents in order. And today we take a look at the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have become a franchise really known for their futility and lack of success over the last 10, 15 years. But honestly, they don't have a bad lineup.
It's really not that bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's really it's not. And I could see, Ben, if you are a Pittsburgh person, why you would be
a Pittsburgher?
Yeah, is that what you call him?
I think so.
It's Pittsburghite.
Pittsburgher.
You would be
Pittsburghian.
You would Pittsburghian. You would be pretty excited about going to see this ball club this year, assuming that everybody stays healthy, assuming that you know you get some production. But as far as your young talent, man, this reminds me a lot, Ben, of some lineups here in our beloved San Diego. Also with a very beautiful ballpark. They have a phenomenal ballpark in Pittsburgh. But you have a young O'Neill Cruz, who is one of the most exciting players in baseball. Now, they're projecting him to have his first, like, 3 point... His projected WAR is about 3 this year. I just learned, too, he was a Dodgers prospect. I did
how
not
did,
know
how
that.
Did they get him? Who did they trade to the Dodgers?
So they signed him as an amateur free agent in 2015. Then he was traded with Angel Herman for Tony Watson for some bullpen help. Now, all I ever hear about are the crap trades that A.J. Preller's made. Never. That the brilliant, brilliant Dodgers who do everything right, they would never trade away a potentially franchise-altering player like O'Neill Cruz, because why would they need a shortstop now?
Wow,
they've got
with
Miguel Rojas.
With Trey Turner gone and Gavin Lux hurt, O'Neill Cruz would come in very handy for the Dodgers right now.
I would think so, Ben, but what do I know, my friend? They did bring Andrew McCutchen back, definitely in the sunset of his career. But don't forget, they still have Brian Reynolds, and I don't know where talks have gone. I know that he's been rumored to be here for many trade deadlines. My understanding is they made him an offer, and it was really, really poor, and he said, nope, I'm good. And I think he hits free agency after this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I think you're right. The top four, O'Neill Cruz, Brian Reynolds, Brian Hayes,
seven?
G-Man Choi. I'm not sold that Andrew McCutchen's more than a...
McCutchen,
bring in some fans
sure.
and a blast from the past kind of guy. But if he throws it back, you can make an argument there. And
Jack Sawinski's a good player. He was a former Padre prospect as well. They have a
defensive first catcher.
They have a familiar face behind the dish. Pittsburgh, and one Austin Hedges will be playing for the...
God, that's right. He's in Pittsburgh.
The Buccos. Yeah. Now, one of my favorite guys alive is Connor Joe. Got a chance to know him a little bit. He's going to be in Pittsburgh as well. I think he signed as a free agent deal over there. Their rotation, as we talked about earlier, Mitch Keller. They got the veteran Rich Hill.
Yeah.
They're going to eat some innings up. JT Brubaker's okay. Vince Velasquez, we saw him in San Diego.
Yeah.
Their bullpen.
It's not good.
Their bullpen, they got a couple of guys. David Bednar's really good. He's a former Padre.
David Bednar's
well.
An all-star.
Yep.
He's doing great. He's playing for Team USA right now at the World Baseball Classic.
So,
but pitching will probably be the undoing of this team. They just don't have enough to compete, especially, they're not in the toughest division, I guess, but... You know, still against the Cardinals and the Brewers, they're probably going to come up short again this year. What's their over-under win total?
I'm looking for it right now.
What did they go last year?
I'm looking for it all. Back-to-back 100-loss seasons, haven't had a winning record since 2015. So I don't know what they haven't projected as, but I don't know. Like, there's players there that I want to watch. Is that game in Pittsburgh or is that game here? Are those games here?
I'll set their win total at 65.5.
It's in Pittsburgh? Damn it.
Well, they'll come here
eventually,
too.
Eventually,
they're a National League team.
Yeah.
So.
I do want to watch those guys play because they do have some players.
They'll be here in July.
I really enjoy watching some of those. I love Ke'Bryan Hayes. I love O'Neill Cruz. Sawinski's going to be a pretty good slugger for them. There's some dudes I want to watch. They need pitching. They need desperately some arms. But the Pittsburgh, you said it at what?
65.5.
I'll take the over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so not a 100-loss season for a third straight year.
Yeah, I think they can get above that.
All right, let's go out to the phones. Kevin's been holding on. Wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We were discussing the leverage between the Jets and Packers earlier. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We got you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. A long-time listener, first-time caller, Padre fanatic. Looking forward to the season.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't know about you guys, but I am just, I'm a huge football fan, not a Packer fan, but, tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And, I know the Packers front office has done a poor job, handling him, but it kind of seems like every year that, we go through this with Aaron Rodgers at the end of the season, they gave him a 3-year, $150 million deal, and he's still not all in, and you're watching him off the field. What's Aaron Rodgers going to do? Is he going to come back or not? And he loves stringing along the fans and the front office. So I just don't know what Aaron Rodgers wants. And I heard the clip that you guys played about him saying that the Packers don't want him anymore. And I think that's equal. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he has not been all in with the Packers for several years now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So you know, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. But I just kind of think that, you know, I think he wants out equally, and sure. He's been trying to get the Packers to force their, you know, he kind of, you know, brilliantly forced the Packers' hand, and they kind of, you know, didn't handle this, you know, very good. But I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, hasn't really owned up to the fact that, you know, he doesn't want to be a Packer.
It's a good point that you make.
Kevin, yeah, thanks for the call. But does anyone think that he's going to be all in with the Jets? I mean, maybe for a little bit, but I don't think he's all in. I think Aaron Rodgers, he's hurt his image the last 2 years.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, I don't know that he cares that much. You know, my impression is that he's going to go, and if things aren't just like he wants, he will... He'd be pitching a fit somehow, quietly. You know, he won't do it so overtly, but it'll become known what he's unhappy about and things aren't going that well. It's not what he expected in New York. Isn't that the feeling that you've gotten from Aaron Rodgers in recent years?
He's just a different cat, man. He's just not somebody that is.
I've wanted to like him.
Me too.
I really have. Yeah, I did as well. But
he's a different dude, man. He's just a different guy, and I. You know, different isn't always wrong.
It's not his job to make us love him.
It's also not his job to give everybody what they want when they want it.
True.
Right? Like, that's not what he's there to do. The point that Kevin made that I really enjoyed is actually true. And they talk about it. They've talked about it for the last three off seasons or so. Every other quarterback. I'm the starting quarterback. Paulie, you're coming down to my house in Florida. Ben, you're coming to my house in Florida. Guess what we're doing this summer? We're working out. We're doing running routes. We're getting in the playbook together. We're going to get some chemistry going. It's massively important, especially for that combo of players,
right.
Quarterback and receiver. It's like, what's more important? Maybe your double play partner, maybe your battery, you know, the guy that you pitch to. Yeah. But, dude, for the last three seasons, they're like, nah, man, I haven't done anything. I mean, it's weird. He doesn't go to minicamp. He doesn't do any of that stuff. So, it's very, very strange to me. So, yeah, that's the buy-in that I think Kevin's talking about.
It's interesting. Lenny says here on the chat, weird how people aren't pro-player anymore when it comes to Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's wanted out for a couple of years, and the Packers never let him. Why blame him?
He signed that deal, though. He signed that three-year, $150 million extension. Smart. I mean, I'd sign it, too. It's a lot of dough.
I don't want to say reluctantly.
I will acknowledge there is some hypocrisy.
Yes.
In that we are constantly saying, hey, give the players their respect.
Give Lamar Jackson what he wants. Yeah.
Yet, you know, when Aaron Rodgers then tries to take advantage of it and use the power, you know, he has accumulated enough power to write his own ticket.
Yeah, no doubt.
But then when he flexes it people
get mad.
It's unappealing.
Yeah, people
get mad. It's unappealing to see him flex that power that he has gotten.
Yeah.
In the league. So, but then again, you know, you hear the stories and the funny part is
I like the stories. I think the stories are funny. The darkness retreat, the ayahuasca, I look at that and I go, cool, do what you want, man. Whatever you need to do to get
through. The break with his own family, though.
That's tough.
It could be the family's fault. I'm not here to blame Aaron Rodgers. It's just one thing after another, after another, after another. If it was one or two quirky little things, we'd celebrate them. But why is it every week it feels like we're hearing another weird Aaron Rodgers story?
Yeah.
It's just maybe too much now. It's become too much for me.
I just, you know, look, I'm go get your team. Go to the Jets. You got all the players. You know, they're going after all the players you wanted. And go out and try to win another Super Bowl before you hang them up, man. That's really the goal.
And if that's what he does, that's great. That's great for Jets fans. That's exactly what they're looking for. You know, but they're not looking for a guy who just wanted to get out of Green Bay.
Right.
And, you know, squeezing a year out of his career. They want someone who's all in to win a championship with the New York Jets. And if they get that, he can be as quirky and Aaron Rodgers-y as he wants, because he's doing what you do have to still serve the fans if you're a player. I get that players, you know, we think they deserve the respect and what they've earned, but the reason you have this job, that you're making the money, is not the owners, it's the fans. If you didn't have fans who were willing to buy tickets and watch you on TV, no one would make any money. So I do think that every athlete has a responsibility to give what they can for the fans.
Yeah.
I see some skepticism in your eyes.
It's not skepticism necessarily. I mean, it's part of it. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think that athletes should play hard for their owners because those they're writing the paycheck. They should play hard for the fans.
Yeah.
They're the ones that make all of this possible.
They're teammates. You know, that play hard for your team.
I think Aaron Rodgers did.
I think he did.
I mean, he still put up his numbers.
100%. I mean, play for your city. That's the city and the fans, I agree.
Honestly, in the NFL, that city in particular.
No doubt.
Like, it's crazy.
That's what you want. That's what you want. You want that love, and you're going to get it in Green Bay if you're a guy of his caliber. But, I'd say he wore it for Green Bay pretty well.
So if you're a Packers fan, like, how are you feeling?
Probably weird. You're probably feeling very weird.
Super conflicted.
Super conflicted, I would imagine.
It's a throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Pauly is going to dig out of the archives, but he always finds something from around this date, whether it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years ago.
We got a couple from on this date exactly, actually.
Good. Exactly on this date in our Throwback Thursday segment. We'll do that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Smooth as it gets. Gonna have to do a little shout out to his family.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
71
years.
It's been
a minute since we've done
that. It's been a while. 71 years old. Bobby Caldwell, great, great soul singer, passed away yesterday. And the interesting thing about Bobby Caldwell. Paulie, I don't know. Have you heard the song before?
I've heard the song. I didn't recognize the name.
Well, his stuff has been sampled by the greats of hip-hop, Tupac, mm-hmm. and on down the list. But funniest thing about Bobby Caldwell is that for the longest time, everybody thought Bobby Caldwell was black. And he is not black. He's very white. In fact, he was so funny on Twitter, too. Like, up until like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, somebody tweeted, there's no way Bobby Caldwell has been a white man this whole time. I'm screaming, crying, throwing up. He writes back, I'm sorry, please feel better soon. Love, Bobby. So I didn't know. I had heard that. I'd seen it. There's reaction videos of people going, no way. Because it is so much soul. In that time, too, when all that soul music was coming out, guy came out and you're like, all right. So he knew that. He knew that. And they wanted to market him to R&B type radio stations, but they also knew in 1978, like, nobody's gonna listen to this white guy singing stuff. So they had a picture of him on the front, and he goes, no, let's do a picture of me but a silhouette sitting on a park bench, and it's just a silhouette. And so nobody had any idea, and for the longest time
they got a very cool, like, Miles Davis-y hat kind of on. It just, you know, You just fill in the blanks. Your mind creates an image of what you think that person looks like.
And your mind creates an image of what you think that, what color you think that person is based on the way they sound.
Yeah.
And Bobby Caldwell, I mean, and people, I mean, yesterday, the white community, the black community, everybody was like, oh my God, Bobby. And there's still people yesterday going, wait. He was white? They still didn't know, even in the day he died. But, man, that was like a staple growing up. Bobby Caldwell passed on to the next plane at 71 years old. And funny till the end, kind of embraced it till the end. And rest in peace. Shout out to his family.
Certainly. Shout out to his family.
It's also a throwback Thursday. Paulie, you're going to take us back here. Let's do traffic. And then you can take us back to this date in Ben and Wood's history. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech. Today's forecast says it's a great day to stay in the loop on COVID-19. Sign up now for reliable information on COVID-19 and a vaccine option, resources, and more at PfizerCOVID19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech, we get back in the Wayback Machine after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Now, we're rolling up to our five-year anniversary here in less than 2 weeks. So we're starting to build kind of a base of this date in Ben and Wood's history. Paulie, take us back into Throwback Thursday.
Okay, I got a couple of different ones here. We'll do the short one first. And this one has a little bit of an asterisk next to it because I don't believe that the actual drop happened on this date. But on this date in 2020, we were doing our tournament of drops. Mm-hmm. That would have been the second annual, I believe. And we were talking about this drop right here.
Oh, my God.
And we were trying to figure out when and where that came from. And I tracked it down. So it's a very short clip, but listen to this.
That's it.
That was it. That's our West and East region first round tournament of drops matchup.
We should go to the Masters as a show.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's where it came from.
Wow. That would be fun.
That's where it came from?
Yeah.
Do it again. We should go to the Masters as a show.
Oh, my God.
That's the one thing.
That's
the one thing.
It just makes
sense.
It's blowing my mind even to this day, that reaction to just, hey, we should go to the Masters as a show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That would be so amazing.
Did you hear that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We should go to the Masters as a show.
Oh, my God. I really want to go to the Masters.
There's literally a small part of me that doesn't believe that's real. There's a small part of my brain that can't get ahead of that. We should go to the Masters as a show.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've uttered that in the throes of passion. Not that well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We should go to the Masters as a show.
Oh, my God.
Jesus!
Nothing has ever excited that man like that.
The people at the Masters are like, there is a nude man running around here, and he needs to be arrested.
Put a green jacket on that guy.
Ben in a green jacket with a pimento cheese sandwich in one hand and an Arnold Palmer in the other.
Oh, my God.
That's truly mind-blowing.
It's amazing.
That's his reaction to, hey, we should go to the Masters as a show.
Oh, my God. Still shudder when I think about it.
Wow.
Now, something that did happen on this date, this was just last year. You guys remember we had our pal Matt Strom on the show, and we were picking his brain about his new team, the Boston Red Sox.
This is so fun.
We're going to start in the first clip. Could be potentially something that you may hear at Fenway Park in April. Here we go, Paulie.
It's all right.
Hey, Strom, welcome to Boston. Okay, there you
that's
go.
Fine.
Yeah. You're looking good. Hey, welcome to Boston. Good to have you.
Not bad.
So then let's say you hit a bit of a, and we, you know us, and we hope you go out and win the Cy Young. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
We're not wishing anything
even
bad
Cy
on
Cy Young winners have down days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can have a zero ERA until June, and you give up one bomb in July. They're going to turn on you quickly. So here's
especially
here's,
if it's a home run to the Yankees.
That's exactly right.
Then you're done.
So here's what it might sound like mid-season for you, Matt.
Hey, Strom, More pitching, less card collected.
Big card collector, okay? I know you're into the hobby. That. So they're going to use that. They're going to know it. They know it, and they're going to use it against you. All right? So brace yourself. All right. So now the season has slogged on, and maybe the Red Sox are five games out of the race. And you go out and you have a clunker, as you know, it happens to everybody. This is like September, Red Sox fan. Ready?
All right. Yep.
Hey, Strom, f*** you! All right, so strap in. Just be ready.
I remember he texted me right after. He goes, can you send me that clip? That was the funniest.
Can we recreate that now for Philly, though, this time around? Philly you accent. Can't do it?
You'll call me when you get your phone!
I can't do it. That's the only line I know. You'll call me when you get your phone.
Yo, call me when you get your phone. Hey, Strom. They're going to say Strom.
Strom.
Yeah.
Strom.
Throw the ball over the plate.
Strom. Yo, call me when you get your phone.
My buddy Steve Weiland is from Philly, and you hear him. He sounds just like that. Every time you hear him, you're like, oh, my God.
Yo, call me when you get your phone.
Hey, Steve-O, can you give me a call? I'll call you later, okay?
Yo, call me when you get your phone.
It's identical. Every time you hear him, it's just like
it's
that.
It's like there's a little bit of Boston in there.
It's got it's a real, it's so unique.
It is, yeah, phone. It's a mix.
Sorry. I'm sorry for sorry. The water.
Water.
Yeah, Matt Strom.
Water.
Strom. Strom. No, it's not Strom. Strom.
Strom.
Strom. Ah, I can't do it. They say weird stuff up there. They do. Then they admit it. But I love
Johns.
Things are Johns. We learned that in the playoffs from our beloved Devin Caney. It's not going to be any easier for him this year. You go from Boston to Philly, it's going to be, you know, some may say even more difficult.
Hit New York, you'll just hit the big
That's
three.
That's what I told him when we saw him. I said, what's next? You're going to go be a Yankee next? He's like, whoever pays me, dude, yeah. I'll take it.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
All right, we got our Ben and Woods Open coming up on Thursday, April 6th at Rancho Bernardo Inn. You can sign up next Wednesday, the 22nd. Be looking for the link. We'll keep reminding you and let you know how you can do that. But thank you to our sponsors, Coastal Fire and Integration Systems, Cobra Golf. We were just talking earlier about the Burgeon Beer. They've signed up, going to provide some of their great brews, including the Tier 1 Pale Ale, for all of our competitors in the tournament.
So, Paulie, the landing page is up and active, yes? You can go to the landing page, not where you sign up yet, right? But you can go for more information, 973thefansd.com/golf. There's all the info that we have for you right now. In fact, including you're going to be able to book a room. If you want to stay the night before at RBI for the Ben and Woods Open, they're going to give you a special rate subject to availability. So call now, and we've got a code for you on there.
Isn't everything subject to availability
in
life?
Yeah, pretty much. But, if you want to book a room, they're going to waive the parking and the resort fees, and you can come. I'm going to be there the night before, probably going to be throwing a few back. Paulie's going to be there. Ben is going to be at work.
The night before. But I'm staying with you Thursday all the way through.
Right. You'd be with us Thursday all the way through.
Yeah.
But if I'm hungover on the day of the tournament, don't be surprised.
No, I'm looking forward to that part.
Okay. I may do the show from my room.
You know who might be hungover this morning?
Who?
Mark Grant. Did you see what he did last night?
I did. I saw that.
I'm jealous.
I know
I'm
you are.
I'm very
it's
jealous.
It's never going to happen. You got to.
We said
it doesn't
that,
even make me jealous anymore.
But now that we found out that Don Orsillo loves Ben and Woods, maybe we'll get the next invitation, because after working together, what have they worked together for now? Like six years?
6 or 7 years?
That Don finally invited Mudd over for dinner.
I love Ben and Woods.
Thank you, Don.
So I feel like we have to be next. So there's a video of Mudd walking up to Don's door over there in Coronado, Don Natangelo, or wherever he lives.
Was that not at the Arizona rental?
Oh, that's right. They're in Arizona. So
that's the Arizona rental.
Well, whatever. Don was ready. He had his apron on. He had a bow tie. He was ready to seat Mudd at the table. It was very sweet and very nice that Don finally cooked for Mudd last night. And I didn't see the menu, though.
I saw a picture of...
Was there some food? I did not catch any menu, and I was
like
curious as to know what would you serve your colleague after so many years together? Like, what would you make for Mudd?
Special dish? Well, I don't work
What would
with
you
Mudd.
Make for Ben?
What would you make for me?
Something he wouldn't eat, probably.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm not a great cook.
I would want you to make something you're really good at.
I'll griddle you something.
Yeah, please.
Do you guys know I have a griddle?
I know. Yeah. I would like the teriyaki chicken Woods griddle special.
Woodsy
vegetables.
Woodsyhana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
I
toss
can make
it,
you some Woodsyhana
toss it
into
my
at
mouth.
My house.
I would
yeah.
definitely do that at the Woods.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
The Woods.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I could do that for you.
Thank you.
Haven't used a griddle in a while. It's been raining. So.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I miss it, though. It was a good purchase. I have used it quite a bit. Got my money's worth out of the griddle already.
Saw Scotty Scheffler, they announced his Masters meal that he's going to serve at the Champions Dinner on Tuesday of Masters Week.
So as the defending champion sets the menu every year?
Yeah.
For the next year?
For the next year's Champions Dinner, and he won last year, so.
This is so perfect for me. It's so perfect for me.
And
read it.
It was kind of... Kind of like Applebee's Plus for the, starting with cheeseburger sliders.
Delicious.
Firecracker shrimp.
Delicious.
With sweet Thai chili sauce.
Delicious.
Tortilla soup.
Delicious.
I mean, all these things you can get on the menu at, like, Applebee's, right?
Wow.
Then you go Texas ribeye steak or black and red fish.
Delicious.
So steak or fish. And then a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
It's delicious.
For dessert.
Yeah.
Who says no to that?
I'm not saying it's bad.
Goat cheese, pancetta.
I'm just saying you have the entire like chef army at Augusta National at your disposal.
And, come up with one better.
And you're coming up. I mean, tortilla soup is.
What's wrong with tortilla soup? It's
delicious.
There's nothing wrong with any of it. It's just all very. It's all very pedestrian.
It's not like you did chicken nuggets.
mac and cheese.
Side dishes,
grilled
family
cheese.
Style mac and cheese,
delicious.
Jalapeno cream corn,
delicious.
Fried Brussels sprouts, and seasoned fries.
I'm eating all of it except the Brussels sprouts. Every last morsel.
I mean, famously when Tiger Woods won as a 21-year-old, cheeseburgers, fries, and milkshakes.
Was his
Masters
Do
Champions
yours next,
dinner.
Would you?
My Masters Champions
yep,
dinner?
Come up with one right
all
now.
Right. I will think about that
all
over
right.
the break. We'll come back. Rhino report as well ahead. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.